We're now joined by the head coach of the Trenton Wrestling Bulldogs and Charlie Bacon. Let's get right into the discussion here. The Bulldogs made some good progress here Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday. Thursday went to the Marceline quad, and coach, you didn't quite get over the hump against Marceline, but I know that in the long run, coming off of the disappointing performances of the week prior, you really felt like the guys made some good progress on Thursday.
Yeah, I did. We'd worked on a few things in the practice room after that week, and it really seemed like our kids went out and implemented that strategy and that technique. We had a kid who didn't have a win all season. He's a first-year wrestler, Thomas Lovell. He's my 113-pounder, and he went out and beat a state-ranked kid at 113. So he really saved his first win up for a good time.
So as far as getting better, we go back to the discussion from last week. What percentage would you say was concentrating on, when you get on the mats, having more of that spirit and having more of that energy? And what percentage of your concentration was kind of on the technical stuff of the sport?
It was a little of both. I think getting our confidence back up, building our confidence through practices, and then just cleaning up a lot of sloppy technique. I think probably it weighed a little more heavily on the technique side than anything, because if you do that, the rest of it kind of falls into place. If we do our technique right, we start to win some matches, and then once we win matches, we get our confidence back.
So as far as the weekend goes, we got to start with Jaden Whitney. He might have had his best weekend as a Trenton Bulldog down in Sedalia.
He really did. I mean, obviously at a tournament with 40 teams, you see every kid that you're going to see, minus maybe Whitfield. And Jaden, he walked through all the way to the finals. In the quarterfinals, he won by technical fall, which is by 15 points, and the match is over, against a really good kid. And then he goes out and beats the number 3 ranked kid in the semifinals. And in the finals, he goes out against Stevie Elwell, who is an exceptional wrestler from Knob Noster. He won the state title at 182 last year. And Jaden just wrestled his match. You know, he was patient. And when you're wrestling a good kid like that, you've got to be patient. Jaden's used to going out and getting takedowns whenever, any time that he pulls the trigger on one, but this match was a little different. You know, obviously the Elwell kid had really good defense, and we ended up winning it in overtime 3-1, and the whole place was, I mean, on their feet. It was a great match.
If you beat the defending state champion, who was unbeaten last year, and I know we know this about Jaden, he's a great athlete, he's very confident. Did it almost put him into that thought process, coach, of, boy, for my senior year, I really feel like that winning a state championship is something that I'm capable of? Was he already thinking that, or did that really make it focus when he got that win on Saturday?
Jaden, he was already thinking that. In fact, he was thinking that last year. You know, we just came up a point short last year in the semifinals, and that would have put him in the, at least in the finals match, and we ended up placing third. So he's thought that for a couple years now, but this was definitely icing on the cake. Jaden's a kid who is excited to wrestle good kids, you know, and if we, in the past, like, we bumped him up to wrestle Grady because he wanted to wrestle Grady Raines, and he knew he wasn't going to get any better just taking a forfeit at 195 that night. So anyway, yeah, he's definitely been thinking about that for a long time now.
And we talk all the time, too. When you get close, and it's certainly not the championship match, but when you get bumped out in a close match in the semifinals, when you get that close, boy, you can really taste it, and that's some great motivation for the offseason.
It is, yeah. It gets, when it's just within your fingertips, you really turn it on, and especially knowing that it's his last year, I think his biggest goal is to achieve that.
Your freshmen, a couple of them, I'm kind of winging it, and I know Coach is a little bit too, but obviously he's there to talk about his team a little bit, so he has more of the distinct information. But I know, boy, a couple of your freshmen really had good performances Thursday, Friday, Saturday, made big steps.
They did, yeah. You know, when we talk about Friday and Saturday, I'll start off with Caden Owen. Friday night, he had a rough night in the pool play, and then from the pools, they either get placed in the championship bracket or the consolation bracket. So he fell down to the consolation bracket on Saturday, and then he goes through and he wins every match. And Tyler Seamer at 152, and he went out and beat some kids Friday night that he probably shouldn't have beat. So then he gets put in the championship bracket and really wrestled better than he's wrestled all season. And I think that's more of him figuring out what not to do instead of what to do. Tyler's he knows every move in the book. It's just knowing what to stay away from as a freshman, especially when you're wrestling kids that are stronger than you.
What?
And even Caleb Johnson, he's a senior at 170 and stepped in the lineup for us and won a couple matches and really, I think, gained some good experience.
It has to be hugely beneficial for guys like Jaden. And as I said, we know Jaden is an exceptional athlete, and it's not his first rodeo being in that sort of atmosphere, but to be in a 40-45 school event down in Sedalia with a lot of schools from a lot of areas of the state there, and to have a weekend like that, not only for Jaden, any guys who have a success in that sort of environment, that's not having success in your regular run-of-the-mill triangular on a Tuesday night.
No, it isn't. I mean, there are some depth in all of those brackets. So if you come out of that tournament with a medal, you know you're doing something, and you should be in the hunt for a medal at state.
What's the biggest thing? And I know, you know, as we said, you'll have practices, and obviously you want the kids to enjoy their families and enjoy Christmas time as well here over the next couple of weeks. But what's if we look ahead at January, Coach, you'll have practices. You'll try to get ready for January. Once you get in there, you'll have a lot of practices, obviously a lot of events. What's the biggest thing you'd like to see this team do with their improvement by the time you get to February 1?
Well, I think it's that time of the year where the challenge in wrestling is we're a team, but individually our bodies are better at doing certain techniques, and I think it's time to really hone in on what each individual kid does best, like finding their go-to takedown from their feet, and those are maybe one or two really good takedowns that are suited for them, and it's time to have them only do those takedowns. Same way with escapes and same way with reversals. So at this time of the year, we start to get more on a personal level with each kid instead of a blanket, one-size-fits-all practice plan.
Telling Coach here off the air, my recorder is being a little bit squirrely. It kind of did that about halfway through the interview, Coach, and then it caught up to itself, but it has me nervous, so I'm going to wrap this thing up.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. We'll get him back to class, too. I want to wish you and your wife happy holiday season and Merry Christmas, and I know we'll probably see you at the Holiday Hoops and those things, and we'll catch up at the end of the new year, Coach.
That sounds good, Tom. Same to you. Thanks a lot.